I'm red hot, rearing, ready to go.
All right. Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hey, and welcome to Prime on Rogue Intel. You can subscribe to us, stream us live on Rogue Intel and Periscope, or even call us at 410-989-1734. You know, if you call us off showtime, we will actually play it on the air as a voicemail if you'd like to do that type of crazy little thing. So, pleased to be calling. Anyway, I'm Duff. With me, as always, are Carrie and Lynn. What's up, guys?
Hi, how are you?
I am Spiffylicious.
Moment earlier, you would have caught me mid-yawn.
That bored already, huh?
No, just that tired.
I hear that. How's work going?
It's going.
Good. Good. Have you gotten any promotions yet? Are you running the place?
Well, not running it or a promotion, but had my August audit, got 100%. Uh-huh. And then today, for whatever reason, the auditor sent out the email again, but included, I guess because it was the actual 100% done with audit, she sent it out again. And in the email, there's like this big smiley face holding up a sign, great job. And yeah, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't look to see who was CC'd on it.
Oh, look at that.
Well, I get an email a little while later. One of my more direct supervisors, he emailed me. Well, he emailed everybody. And he was like, well, that was on the list originally, I should say. And he was like, great job, Carrie. And, you know, again, I didn't pay that much attention to who was CC'd. Next thing I know, I'm getting an email from Big Man.
Oh!
And he was like, great job, Carrie. You're efforts have not gone unnoticed.
Wow.
And it's like, okay.
Nice. Well, hopefully that means you'll be joining the team as a permanent employee.
Hopefully. I was going to email him back, and I've been keeping my mouth shut. Hey! But I didn't.
You should just hit him up. Just email him back and go, you think I'm awesome? Well, keep me here.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So, Lynn, how are you?
I'm good. Finally, I have my hangover from the weekend, so I'm having a good time.
I have some congratulatory statements for you. I'm glad you
These
finally
are sarcastic,
came,
aren't they?
I'm glad you finally came out of the closet, and I fully support your dick loving ventures.
Thank you. I mean, if anyone wants to email me dicks, you can find me just straight to the Prime Podcast inbox, and I'll filter them out from there. Don't worry, my gayness is so profuse that I can smell them even in digital form.
Oh no, so I wouldn't want to smell just a dick.
Oh, yeah, they're just dicks. Everyone's got one.
Yeah, but penises almost never smell good.
Yeah. We won't go too far into that because it'll be plugging the other show. But,
well, it's your show. I mean, you plugged Prime on Remedial Radio. And just let me back up a little bit. This weekend on Remedial Radio, Lint called his brother to prank him by telling him he was gay. And a great bit. I totally loved the show. All 2 hours and 54 minutes of it or whatever it was.
Can't believe if you've got nothing to do forever, go watch it.
Can't believe you did a three-hour podcast.
No, we're just trying to make it a bit more, trying to give more back because we took it off air for like 4 weeks, five weeks.
Well, I'm sure your fans and that myself included in that appreciate that immensely. But yeah, it was a great show. So if you are into Australian comedy with Matt, Lind, Marty, and last week you had Mel, and then you had...
Georgia Williams,
Georgia Williamson, otherwise known as Georgie Rose, right?
Find her online.
Yeah, she's an amazing singer,
phenomenal singer. Yeah, Yeah, what else happened this week? Yesterday we found out that the new Dungeons & Dragons game has been out on PlayStation 4 for a little while already.
Oh, boy.
And we got super excited. So just let me preface this with, this is the nerdiest sentence I'm ever going to say. It's download only, so we had to wait for our Dungeons & Dragons game to download. Yeah. About a 12-gig download, which takes a couple of hours. So Marty and I went to the tabletop gaming store and bought two Yu-Gi-Oh! Structure decks so we could battle Yu-Gi-Oh! While we waited for our Dungeons & Dragons to start. Wow. That's what we did yesterday. His one downloaded, mine didn't, so I haven't actually had a moment to delve into it yet. But I'm going like 400 or 300 kilometers away today as well, so I think I won't be able to get into it till I get back, which is a little bit upsetting, but, you know, work is work.
Work pays the bill, so indeed.
Yeah, it allowed me to have internet to be able to play games like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a little bit of gaming news here in the Duffy household. You guys are well aware that the original launch version of the PS3 had backwards compatibility with PS2 and PS1 games, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, the original one, like when it first came out, model number CECHA01 to G01. Those were the model numbers.
They should keep doing that, you know what I mean? Like, because...
Well, dude,
or maybe even let it skip a generation. So PS4 is only backwards compatible with, like, 1 and 2 and not 3, because then, you know, what's the point?
No, what's the point of that? There
For
is
nostalgic actually, reasons.
Well, no, yeah, if you want nostalgia, then you'll keep your PS1 hooked up and your ColecoVision and your Atari 2600 and all of those other systems. But no, the PS4 actually does have PS1 compatibility, I believe, just not PS2 or PS3. But... A little bit of backstory, a history lesson, if you will. The original PS3 cost $900 to build, box, ship, and put on store shelves per unit. And it was sold at a $300 loss for $600 US. And their mentality was, well, we'll make it up on the game sales, because that's where they make a ton of money. So, the PS2 sold like almost a billion consoles. There were so many PS2s sold that they were at an all-time high. And, so when the launch of the PS3 came out, no one bought it because it was still $600. If you can't get that $400 or that $399 price point, then you're just going to fail. You're not going to be number one in the gaming universe. So the second release of the console took away the PS2 compatibility. And there was a physical CPU, a PS2 chip in the PS3. And that's how that's one of the reasons it took so much money to produce. So they took that chip out of there, and of course, no more PS2 games. But if you can get your hands on an original launch version PS3, you can have a ton of fun. So anyway, Carrie and I, we sold a server that we had lying around. We had a bunch of servers lying around. We sold one of them. And so, you know, we had some play money. We made sure our bills were paid, of course. And so, you know, we're watching a documentary on gaming and Sony. And we are reminded of the launch PS3.
And how much we've wanted one.
Since day one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have $600.
Tell me, guys, you made it work.
Well, let's talk about that.
All right.
So we've always wanted one. We couldn't afford $600 when it was released. We finally got one when they were like $450. And, of course, it didn't have the backwards compatibility. And in case you're just a total noob sauce, backwards compatibility means it will play PS2 games, just to make that incredibly clear. So when we at first wanted to get one and had the money to get one, we looked around and they were like, I think $800 or $900 on eBay or whatever for the launch version. And well, we can get a brand new, and those were used. We can get a brand new one for about $450, so we just got the brand new one. And so we're looking around, and I find the deal of a century. And the deal gets even better. Found one for about $100 on eBay. And
was this person unaware of
had, the listing was even posted as backwards compatibility PS2. So he knew what he had. And it was still, like, super cheap. So guy had good feedback, so I got it. And it came in yesterday. And it's a 10-year-old console, just about. So it was dirty. And the other problem was the hard drive screw it was just missing. I don't know where the hell it was. So the guy must have had to change the hard drive in its past. And he forgot to put the screw in. So the hard drive had become disconnected. So I just slid it back in and I found a screw and locked it in place. And that was that. But it was also really loud. So I took it apart and totally gutted it, you know, cleaned out the air system, cleaned out the CPUs. I put all new thermal compound on, used a whole tube almost of Arctic Silver thermal compound, which is like the best money can buy. And put it all back together, and sure shit, it works perfectly. All except the fact that the DVD-ROM drive is not really working all that well. It still works. So I told the guy about it, and he refunded me $70.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for $30, you got your backwards compatibility PS3.
30 plus shipping, yeah. So.
And then he even said, well, if the drive keeps giving you a fit or goes out altogether, I have some spare ones laying around. I'll send you one.
Oh, what a champion.
Yeah.
And it's like, really?
Yeah. So this morning I gave him all 5 stars. So Carrie gets to play Need for Speed Underground now, yes, which is a game that she has not had the opportunity to play since we gave my old PS2 to my sister.
Yeah, which if I could find her, I'd like to beat her with it.
Hey, you're the one who did it, not me.
Hey, that's because I got tired of hearing you say, why can't you be nice? Why can't you give people the benefit of the doubt? Because, motherfucker, I can straight up tell you 9 out of 10 times when somebody's going to end up fucking you. And what did she do? Come on, fill in the blank for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he won't say it. She fucked you.
No, she did. She did. She did.
But even that being said, like, Terry, you know, when Duff says give people the benefit of the doubt, that doesn't mean give him your PS2 and me just being
Well, we had a PS3. The PS2 had been sitting unloved for a while, and me trying to
build bridges?
I guess.
Yeah. I give her the credit. Bridges? No, my sister burnt the bridges herself.
Yeah, and if I can find her, I'm going to hang her. Can't stand her. Couldn't stand her even when I was doing all that. But it's like, all right.
Just knowing you now, Carrie, I'm extremely proud that you had at least one nice moment in your history of being.
She did try. I will give her that.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Like I always tried to tell TJ, you know, I can either be the best friend you've ever had, or I can be your worst fucking nightmare. And it's a very fine line in between the two.
And I think you and my mother would get along very well.
That's not the first time you've said that, isn't it?
No, it's crazy. Like, my mom brought me up with a saying, which is don't get mad, get even.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't trust anyone. You have to fucking prove yourself to me. And until you do that, you are kept at arm's length, and I more than likely won't even talk to you. So,
oh, exactly. It's the respect thing. Respect is earned. It shouldn't just be fucking handed out like a participation award for being born.
Right. It's like, how many times do you have to give people the benefit of the doubt just to be either taken advantage of or hurt or whatever? You know, I'm sorry. You know, people nowadays just aren't worth it.
Totally agree.
Fuck it. We'll just keep it us three. But just us three. We'll just be friends, and then everyone else. We'll just do like a 24/7 Prime podcast.
I'm good. I'm game with that as long as we can pay the bills.
I don't know. I need to sleep, and I'd probably end up drooling on the mic or something.
We could probably get a sponsorship for the world record for longest podcast.
We could. But I think the longest podcast ever was like 48 hours. And it was done by Leo Laporte.
Let's Google, shall we? Guinness.
Oh, Jesus.
World record.
We could beat 48 hours.
Podcast. There we go. It would have been... Ooh. It was... A podcast, longest uninterrupted live webcast is 150 hours, 30 minutes in duration, and was achieved by Lifestyler TV, which is in Germany. It went from February 13th, 2011 till February 19th, 2011, obviously.
Well, that's a webcast. That doesn't really count.
We can take shifts in sleeping. We
can
crack
it. We can. Hey, we're hours. Three people. That's... We can do that.
All right.
Enough of this.
Come on.
We're trying to get money, all right?
25 hours. Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Uh-uh.
It's one hell of a long download, I'll tell you that.
That's a six-pack of Red Bull and a good video game.
Oh, Jesus. You know, the one thing I do not like about being unemployed is, man, our air conditioning sucks balls. And this week has been so damn hot. I took a picture of my thermostat and sent it to my landlord. And I said, see, this is what I'm talking about. We had our temperature set to 71, which is 21 Celsius. And it was currently 28 Celsius in the house.
Oh, that's balmy. Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah.
That's your typical Australian winter day.
What?
Winter? No, it's not that bad. Our summers, we reached 40s. 41, 42. I think our hottest is 50-something. 50?
Wow. That, like 42, that's like 107 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, that gets hot.
That's insane.
Is it humid? Is it a dry heat?
That depends where you are. So you're heading more in west, you get your dry heats, coastal, obviously a bit more humid. And we have crazy storms like every afternoon in summer. If it's a warm day, we just get this storm that rolls in off the coast and just fucks everything up. Uh-huh. It's wonderful and it's fantastic. And it's all due to lovely climate change, which it's not. Climate change is not something that we have. It's going to be my little bit for today that I'm angry about. People whinging about climate change are saying it's 2 degrees hotter or 1 degrees if you're Fahrenheit or whatever, you know, 20 million degrees if you're Kelvin. I'm not sure how that works. But yeah, the idea that all of a sudden it's really important that the Earth's getting 2 degrees warmer. Do you know how much shit the Earth's gone through?
Oh, tons. Yeah.
Just a couple of billion years ago, the Earth was a big ball of lava. Pretty sure that's the hottest period. You know, we don't have much to complain about. And it's not the first time it's tried to kick us off its surface.
No, we've had ice ages. Look at Hawaii. That is a volcano. That was created from a volcano.
Remember those couple of animals? What were they? Oh, dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Remember how many of those there were? And they got pretty much wiped out, and then we came back from it. We were pretty lucky with that. And then the Black Plague tried to take out Europe.
Yeah.
Like, there's been a few times where we've almost not made it. Like, we're pretty damn lucky. I reckon we've come this far. I mean, I can send you a message, and I don't have to be anywhere near you. Like, I have a book that fits in my pocket that I can write in and you can see it. That's amazing. I think we should just give it up here. Let climate change happen.
Well, that, and it's like the Earth's own purge report.
It is. It just goes, that's it. I can't stand Bieber. You've gone too far.
Well, there's an ad for your segment, Carrie.
What's that?
Bieber.
No, I think it's pretty well across the board. Everybody knows he needs to go, so that wouldn't be breaking news there.
Yeah. Well, we do have some news. Speaking of bitching, everyone loves Verizon, right?
No.
Yeah, well, that was with sarcasm in mind. You guys are lucky. You've got shit-faced wireless and the like, but at least you don't have to deal with the greed and suck that is Verizon. Verizon is a CDMA carrier in the United States, and they are one of the big four. You've got Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Well, Verizon has a history. They have a checkered past, let's say that. They were the first to bring the Android phone in the name of Droid to the States. They've done good things for our wireless history, but they are just horrible. The typical wireless plan costs for one person anywhere from $70 to $100 a month. And that's just on average. And at the same time, they think they want more. So they're trying to make more money. And the newest news coming from Ars Technica is stating that they've got a plan to make the Android bloatware problem worse. Now, before you get on your soapbox, iPhone users, let's not go there. Because let me explain something. iPhone is a locked interface. It's got a locked ecosystem that Apple controls, and Apple only. For the most part, that's bad. But in this case, it is good. Android, on the other hand, is totally open. With great power comes great responsibility type thing. What they're doing is they're pre-installing games, apps, whatever, on these phones that they sell to you. And they are trying to make more money by adding more bloatware or software that you don't want and clutters up your phone and stuff like that. And they're exchanging this for payment. The wireless carrier has offered to install big brands' apps on its own subscribers' home screens, potentially delivering millions of downloads. That's millions. And they're seeking $1 to $2 for each device affected. That's so expensive. I don't know who's going to pay that, but I'm sure they will. Now, bloatware has been a problem on Android phones for years, and it wouldn't be the first time that Verizon Wireless was the culprit. I don't think they're going to make things much better by doing this. What do you think, Lynn? I know you're an Android user. Do you like having apps on your phone that you can't delete or don't want and can't get rid of? Or
if we're talking about so I understand this properly, what they're doing is basically I'll just wake up and open my phone one morning and there'll be like fucking Candy Crush or some stupid shit like that just sitting there on my phone.
I don't know that. No, it wouldn't be overnight. It would be reportedly downloaded to new devices when the customer activates the phone.
Oh, so someone gets a new phone, this shit's already on there.
Yes. Yeah, they've been doing this for quite some time, but it's getting
that
worse.
That does annoy me. I think the last phone that I had, when I first bought it, it had a couple of games on it and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay, they've just popped a couple of games in there for whatever purpose, but then they're all these pay-to-play kind of stuff. They're all, yeah, and, you know, certain apps, that if I don't want to use that app, like the fucking pedometer or the Samsung Fit or stuff, because I'm a lazy prick, I should be able to get rid of them off my phone. Like, I should just have to uninstall them. That's the whole reason I have Android, because it's meant to be customizable, and I don't want to waste my storage space on that. Then I should be able to get rid of it. But there's are certain apps that just are locked to the device and you can't get rid of them.
Yeah, and it's understandable if it's like a Sprint My Account app or Verizon My Account or something like that, or Visual Voicemail, something of those means. But if it's Candy Crush or League of Legends or like, you know, some other stupid game that...
Can you play League of Legends on your phone?
Oh, I don't know. I just was using that as an example.
Oh, fair enough.
Yes. My solution, and I do have one because my name is Patrick Duffy, and I am the man with all the tech answers. My solution for this is to get away from Verizon. There are three other carriers that are much less obtrusive when it comes to your content. And if you don't want to go with any of the big three, you can go with something called an MVNO, a mobile virtual network operator. It's essentially using Verizon, Sprint, those big boys' towers, but you're dealing with a company that is not the big boys. They're getting the data and service in bulk, and then they resell it to you at a lesser price. These carriers traditionally don't have contracts, much like I'm guessing your phone service, Lint.
Oh, no, we have contracts.
Do you really? Okay. See, and I know in the UK they don't do contracts at all.
Oh, no, I pay $100 a month.
Wow. Okay, well.
And I get that gives me the phone, 15 gig of data, unlimited text calls, messages, picture messages, all that sort of stuff.
All right. Well, you guys are similar to us then, I guess. If you go with an MVNO, like now Carrie and I are on Cricket Wireless, which is an MVNO of AT&T. We use AT&T towers. We have great AT&T coverage. We pay $30 a month per phone. So for both of our phones, we pay $60. Now, we get a gig and a half of high-speed data, which is 4G or LTE, and then we've got unlimited 3G data, which for me works completely fine. We also
get kind of sucking for me.
Well, that's because you don't have the best coverage inside the building.
No, I have fine coverage inside the building. The fact is that I don't have wireless that I can tap into, so if I want to, listen to anything that I have to stream.
Like the Remedial Radio podcast.
Yeah, sure. I don't do podcasts. Just because I'm on one doesn't make me one. No, anyhow. But once my high speed's gone, now I have, like, little to no data streamage at all. I mean, even to look at, like, Facebook, it's painful. That's how much they've throttled me.
Wow. I don't experience those issues. Even when I've got 3G-only data, it's still pretty quick. It's, of course, not high-speed like 4G, but it still works. All right, back on track. If you have to stick with Verizon because they are the only ones that work. You can get an MVNO on Verizon's cell towers as well. MVNOs like Total Wireless, Select Wireless, or Straight Wireless, they're all contract-free. They all offer unlimited or a high amount of data. So look for them if you're looking to stick with Verizon but not having to pay the outrageous fees and not having to be screwed with when it comes to content on your phone.
Well, the downside that you're not mentioning for people wanting to get out from under a major carrier is you either have to pay out the ass for your own phone or you have to settle for whatever pieces of crap the MVNO is offering.
All right. Yeah, you're right. You can bring your own phone. There is that. So if you've got a Verizon phone that is yours and you're not on contract or you have paid the early termination fee, then you can use that phone on whatever network you want. And Verizon by law has to unlock it so you can do so. Or if you're on Cricket, you can, of course, go get yourself any GSM phone, which you can get worldwide, like the OnePlus 3, OnePlus 2, OnePlus 1, and the redheaded stepchild of the OnePlus family, the X.
I'm going to send them an email and just make them pay you money. Because you talk about them so much.
Good luck with that. If they come through for us, thank you very much. I'm an advocate. Like, I love their phones.
Yeah, you do. Because you talk about them like they pay you to, but they don't. Like, you just love them that much.
I'm just a huge fan. It's just like Firefly. I talk about them all the time.
No.
What do you do?
What's Firefly?
Don't even get me started.
I've never heard of it. What? No, seriously, what is it?
We're going to head to a break.
Send him into a nerd rage.
No, she's watched Firefly more times than I would care to admit. Not as many as me, but not by far. So
I feel like it's kind of like asking, like, oh, I saw this new show, Strange or something. Oh, shit.
Oh, Donnie. All right. You know what? You guys got me started. There's no caging the beast this point. We're going to go to a break. We've got Clint Daly's 2-minute warning. We've got a couple other sponsored messages. Because we are paid to, you know, and anyway, those are sponsored messages. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about not only Stranger Things, but Firefly.
A twofer.
And
double sci-fi and gaming nerd section coming up. Fucking put your pants on. Look out.
Yeah, keep your hands where we can see them.
So, yeah, so stay tuned for that and more on Prime.
Hey, it's your 2-minute warning. This is Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast that appears on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. You know, we've had a few slow weeks in the world of sports, not a whole lot going on. But now, we're starting to see some things heat up. We're getting some good things to talk about. And here on the Daily Dose, we try to give you some good sports insight and also mix in some humor and maybe make fun of a few people while we're at it. The Olympics, of course, are rolling along, getting hot, getting interesting. We're seeing some amazing performances as we do every single year in the Olympics. So why is it that everyone is so shocked every single year when we see these amazing performances? It's not that surprising, is it? And of course, not all the news coming out of Rio has been good. We've seen a few things that have been a little bit less than stellar. Couple of teams have struggled. Couple of people have struggled. They've struggled to keep, you know, clean water in the pools. Got to talk about that a little bit. The NFL preseason is upon us, and the NFL, we're so excited for NFL football. And then the preseason comes and we kind of go, really? We're excited for this? We're excited to see backups versus backups. It's not that exciting, but there are some interesting things going on in the world of NFL football that we do want to touch on. We actually do talk just a tiny bit of Major League Baseball as well. And of course, we have our Daily Dose Top 5 returning this week. This week, it is the Daily Dose Top 5 Most Decorated U.S. Olympic Athletes. You do not want to miss episode 90 of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, now appearing on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Now That I'm Older. I hope you're liking everything you're hearing on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. If you are, go to rogueintel.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. It's not going to cost you anything extra. It's not going to look any different. But every time you use that link, you're going to be helping out the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. So bookmark rogueintel.com/Amazon every time you need to buy something from Amazon. Thanks a lot.
Hi, I'm Lincoln, one of the hosts of Remedial Radio. We bring you interviews with local bands and entertainers in a relaxing and soothing atmosphere.
You have any jokers?
Eat it. Someone know it.
Ate a cricket.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And he's washing it down with a beer.
That drummer just ate a cricket.
We strive to give a professional sounding podcast.
I've hit the f***ing toilet bowl. I'm sh**ing my head off as I'm singing,
whilst maintaining a level of sobriety and dignity second only to the Queen herself.
Apparently.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa. Christ.
They'll take boys out, them bastards.
You can find our podcast by jumping on www.rogueintel.com/remedial.
Oh my God! What the hell? Did you hear that?
We are back on Prime. I know it's not couth to laugh at the promos, but, you know, it's funny.
Yeah. I always love hearing myself back drunk.
Yes. Yes. You are always seemingly drunk on that show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can't excuse it. I don't have, like, some cool reason why. We're just bad people.
You're dark and mysterious.
We're not, though. We're light and drunk. We're like merry dwarves. We love getting sloshed. And regale tales of our battles around the tavern table.
Oh, see, I was thinking more of like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I was sitting here trying to come up with names for you guys.
Cunty and cunty, 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 cunty and dopey.
Indeed.
Marty's dopey.
So who is this Marty?
Oh, you've not met Marty.
I haven't met anyone. I've seen, like, well, I've met virtually you and Matt, but that's it.
Oh, Marty's a friend that Matt and I had back in high school. He was the only other person pretty much in the school that listened to punk rock.
Nice. Okay.
I think we became friends because we both like Rancid.
Ah.
I don't know how to explain him. He's about
three foot tall.
He's about 5'10", big beard, dreadlocks down to his ass, tattoos from his neck to his toes. Like a generally scary looking guy, but he's not.
Okay.
He's a big teddy bear.
Well, just another excuse to listen to the Remedial Radio podcast.
Yeah, so you can hear what that guy sounds like.
Indeed. So tell us, Lint, about our newest alien addition to the galaxy.
Ha ha! My favorite things to talk about are things that people assume are things for no fucking reason. Okay. This article comes from The Guardian, and it is called "Have We Detected an Alien Megastructure in Space? Keep an Open Mind." You know when an article tells you to keep an open mind, they're really saying, we're going to feed you with bullshit and we want you to believe it.
Yeah.
Regardless, though, they go through a lot of talking about, our universe and pretty much where we sit in it. And we have, however, today there are people who believe that someone is tugging on the line because we've been searching for radio signals or signs of other intelligent life for quite a while, and so there's something that they feel like's emitting, and I think it's a bunch of radiation that might explain something or other. I remember reading over it last week. I haven't touched on it this week, but the basic idea is there's an inconsistency in the light that's coming from behind it that gets to us, which is normally relatable by a planet orbiting a star, which kind of gives a little tug in the direction of whatever planet it is, and it's called a warble or something like that, and that'll tell us how many planets are kind of around it. But this is not consistent with that. And of course, because one bunch of scientists went, this could possibly be it, and then another bunch of scientists said, no, that doesn't explain this. Another bunch of idiots went, well, it's aliens. It's got to be aliens. If guys in white coats can't agree on it, it's aliens. That's,
Well, sure, that makes total sense.
Well, it could be. Couldn't it?
Mm. That's a mathematical dilemma. I mean, if we assume, for example, that the universe is infinite and infinitely expanding, then that gives infinite possibility that there is other life out there, and we all know something with an infinite possibility chance factor is certain. But then it also goes the other way. There's also an infinite possibility that there isn't.
True.
So that's certain that there isn't as well. So it's still one of those things. It goes in that, sits in that little box next to, if the universe ends, what's past that? It just put it in the corner, don't fucking worry about it.
Okay. So what do you take from this?
You get
article?
A little green finger up your bum. I take... You guys are a little bit rural, aren't you, out there?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. You have the highest probability of being butt-probed.
We don't cow-tip, if that makes any difference.
Ah, yes. From this article, I take that the star in question, KIC 8462852...
Isn't that otherwise known as Tabby's star?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, I like to be affectionate. I give all my stars serial numbers.
All right.
I just take that it's probably a dark planet orbiting it. You know, we don't exactly understand how black holes work. It could very much be a black hole orbiting a star that's, you know, huge. It could be any factor of things. It could be something that's way in front of it that's a small debris, and because of the perception... Like, if you hold a penny up to your eye, it seems a lot bigger than if you throw it 100 meters away.
Yeah.
It could be something simple like that, or like a dust cloud floating in front of it. And, you know, Sure, dust clouds seem pretty hard to make, so aliens.
You just take the fun out of everything.
I'm sorry, I just, I'm just so not okay with the scientific method of going, I don't understand it, God.
Okay.
Well, see, the reason I think so many people want there to be aliens is so that we can turn around to every Bible thumper and go,
ha-ha! Yeah.
Prove that one. How does that fit in your little book? You know,
God made them to test us. Haven't you read Job?
Yeah, right. But I don't know. I like the idea. I would rather believe in aliens than a fictional character in a book. I don't know.
Yeah. But you shouldn't limit yourself to those two options. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like Trump and Hillary. You know, I'd rather believe in aliens than believe in a God. I just don't fucking believe in either. I don't believe in anything. I want to know things. I'd rather have the knowledge than the blind faith.
But see, that's the thing. Even with Trump and Hillary, we have to make a choice. So, God or aliens? I'm going to pick aliens because, you know.
That's at least scientifically a theory.
That hasn't been totally disproven.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's be honest. Religion or Christianity hasn't been disproven. There have just been many conflicts.
Many conflicts?
I'd say it was disproven.
Okay, if it was written by or whatever some robed baby that can moonwalk across water, why wouldn't he have put in, you know, his first creations, which would have been dinosaurs? But there again, you know, they'll tell you that that's just hooey that some, you know, atheist came up with. There's never actually been real dinosaurs on the planet. You know, that's all fake. Mm. And it's like, and then you got the Ark.
Yeah. Yeah.
How?
Again, you're
even if you could get to of every animal that was on this planet back at the time that this supposedly happened with that limited technology, by the time that Ark got to wherever it was going, the only thing left would be lions, and then it would only be one of them because he would have ate even the rest of his pride because he would have been starving. So
I think that the difference is that the idea of a creator can't be disproven. We can't we don't know the origin of the universe, so we can't disprove the idea of
an alien race that came here and started us as a science project, and they just said, fuck it, I'm tired of it, and left.
Yeah, so I can't disprove the idea of a creator. You know, maybe something bigger than everything that's going on here is the reason for this, but the Christian God, the Catholic God, the Muslim God, all bullshit, disproven time and time and time again, that, you know, the Earth is more than 6,000 years old. These things could not have happened. So these books are scientifically inaccurate, and we have proof for that. So that can be disproven, but the idea that something, some higher being that created us, that can't be disproven. I don't want to think that because I'm a narcissist. But you know, I can't, you know, logically dismiss it.
And see, this is the difference between Carrie and Lint. Lint gave me the answer that I wanted. Carrie wanted to dispute me on this.
And what was that?
Lint was echoing exactly what I was trying to say.
Well, it doesn't mean I agreed with him either.
Well, all right then.
I don't think you'd ever agree with anybody. But I feel you, Carrie. Sometimes I will argue the opposite point to what I believe in just because I don't like someone.
Thank you. I do that all the time.
You can't share my opinion, motherfucker. I'm gonna change my opinion just for 5 minutes. I'm going to slam you, and then I'm going to go back to what I believed in before.
Ask Patrick how many times I've done that to him. Just today.
Yep. Yep. Yep, countless.
Maybe I'm secretly a woman.
Well, you are gay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, gay, long hair.
Well, there are stranger things, you know.
Oh.
See what I did there? Yeah.
All right, I guess we should get on with the show. Since we're talking about space...
Shiny.
I think we're going to stay where you can't take the sky from me. That is, of course, a Firefly reference. A Firefly fan-made animated teaser brought the cult hit series back to life this Sunday. This past weekend, an amazing artist by the name of Stephen Byrne caused the hearts of browncoats around the world to skip a beat when he uploaded a 30-second trailer entitled The Animated Adventures of Firefly. Just when I saw it, I drooled a little bit, and both times I watched it, I had every hair on my body sticking straight up.
Well, I have two questions.
Sure.
Is Captain Hot Pants in it?
Of course Captain Hot Pants is
okay,
in it.
Okay, and if, since, well, now I have two more questions. Is he still Captain Hot Pants animated?
He's an animated version of Captain.
I mean, does he look good?
Yeah, I guess for an animated guy. Okay. Have you not seen the trailer?
No.
Well,
and then my third question before you play that, has Nathan come out with anything in response to this? Because you know he lives in that brown coat.
As a matter of fact, he has. Nathan Fillion, who played the Captain Malcolm Reynolds, has come out and shared the post stating that this is simply wonderful. Brown coats consistently amaze me.
Cool.
Yes.
See, if it gets thumbs up from the captain, it's all right.
Well, check this. Adam Baldwin, who played Jane Cobb.
Well, now I know that.
There you go. Jane Cobb. Adam Baldwin actually changed his Twitter avatar to the animated version of himself.
Nice.
In the hat, in the knit cap and everything. If you're not a Firefly fan, please become one today.
Or you will be added to the Purge report.
Yes, indeed you will.
I have a confession.
Uh-oh, he's going on the Purge report.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Say it, Lint. Say it.
I've never watched Firefly.
Me.
I haven't. I've never watched. I've seen Serenity.
Well, what the hell is wrong with you? If you've seen Serenity, you're only half dead. How about that?
Yeah, okay. I thought that was a standalone film. I liked it. It wasn't bad. It had the hot chick from Terminator in it. And
yeah, that would be River Tam. River Tam, played by Summer Glau, yeah.
And the guy that kind of looks like a discount Brendan Fraser if he had sex with Jim Carrey.
Oh my god. You're probably talking about Nathan Fillion.
Yep, that's him.
Wow. Wow. That's Richard Castle from the show Castle that made it a whole lot.
I've not seen
seasons.
Haven't seen that either. Guys, I'm a busy man.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not. I make out like I am, but I'm not.
Anyway, the short teaser shows the whole crew of Serenity in action, including another heartbreaking reminder about Zoe and Wash's cut-short love story. It concludes with the whole crew together at the ship's controls, ready to sail off into space for their next adventure. Now, this is very unofficial. Byrne's cartoon is getting the stamp of approval from most of the Firefly cast. Of course, we've already talked about Nathan and Adam.
What about Whedon?
Whedon's not made a comment on it thus far.
Hmm.
I will definitely look into that for future conversation. But so far, it nothing. Now, you've seen Serenity, Lint, so you got a glimpse of what the show was really about. You can go, and I'm probably half certain you can get it on Netflix, and if you can't, you can always stream it in other slightly less legal means. But and you can even stream my personal copy from my local media server. I can give you the link if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll have to do that, because everyone's always talking about how good it is, and then I hear that it's only got one season, and I mean, that's like going, yeah, I'll date a chick for 6 months.
Well, think of it this
point?
Way. Well,
you know, I'm going to get attached to this thing, and then it's going to go away.
Well, think of it this way. What other canceled television show that only made it one season got their own fully like fully fledged motion picture. There isn't any. That's it.
Do adult movies count?
Well, this is an adult movie. Oh, you're talking about...
like adult movies.
You're talking like Triple X.
Yeah, adult movies.
Well,
the kind you have to pay extra for at the motel.
No, they don't. Because sex sells. Well, no, yeah, it's universal.
I can't think of any others. Why did it get canceled then? I mean, if it was that fucking awesome.
Fox sucks.
Fox. They put it on their Friday night lineup, which is otherwise known as their death lineup, or their I can't remember what Fox execs call it, but it's essentially a time slot that's known to lead to cancellations. That, and when Joss first pitched the show to Fox, Fox said, well, we don't like the fact that Zoe and Wash are married. Cut it. And he said, no, maybe you don't want to sign us then, because in my story, they're married. And they...
Well, that, and they didn't like it because there wasn't enough action to it.
Tons of action to
it. I know, but they had a whole laundry list of supposed reasons.
I mean, come on, they didn't air the pilot episode until second to last episode of the series. That's how screwed up Fox is.
Well, that, and didn't they change nights and times?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like they did with Lie to Me.
Exactamundo.
And Leverage?
I believe Leverage. I don't remember. Leverage was USA?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Essentially, it's just going to show that even 13 years later, people are still dying for new content regarding the Firefly, the Serenity, the whole entire crew. I would die at the chance to see an animated series for Firefly. I don't even care if Nathan and Adam and Alan and everyone else, Gina and everyone else, are a part of it. Although I'd much rather it be right there. Nathan Fillion's already said I would stop doing what I'm doing and you know, be there.
He's masturbating. That's what he's doing. He's like, I could take a break.
Well, no, he's been very busy. He's done movies and TV. He just got out of a 7-year, 8-year contract with ABC.
Well, that, and he's doing a couple of movies right now, different Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Look at us. We know what things about. Is that Captain Hot Pants?
Yes.
Yes, Captain Hot Pants.
Okay. Are Hot Pants the same thing over here that they are over there?
I don't know, but Captain Hot Pants is what Gina Torres calls Nathan Fillion.
Oh, okay, because Hot Pants are those tiny little short shorts.
I'm guessing they're the same.
I'm trying to picture that guy in tiny little short shorts.
No, he never wore tiny little short shorts.
I think Carrie would be very happy with
it. No, okay. Well, he was stark naked.
I've seen his butt.
Yeah. I've seen his butt too.
You sounded like 15-year-old Carrie there. I've seen his butt.
Well, how about we get on to some Stranger Things so you can get through your whole geek fest over there.
Thank you very much.
Nerdgasm.
We've been talking about Stranger Things since it came out. Stranger Things is a Netflix series that has captured viewers across the country this summer when it debuted on July 15th. I, for one, have seen the entire series twice. Twice. Two times. Two full times.
It's only 8 episodes. Get over it.
It's 8 full hours, I know, and it's so beautiful. It takes place in the 80s, and it has to do with supernatural occurrences. It's just a great show. I've gone on countless times about it, so let's just say, go watch it if you haven't already. So everyone's been going crazy over, like, if there's going to be a season 2, when it's coming out, what it's going to be like. And the creators and producers of the show, the Duffer Brothers, spoke up about this issue. They compared the challenges of the children in the show to growing up like Harry Potter. We watched Harry Potter and his friends grow up during the series of 7 or 8 movies, or 7 or 8 films, or 9 or 10 films. I don't know, fucking bunch of movies. Now, Matt Duffer revealed that the next season will start 1 year after the events concluding season one. So I'm looking forward to that. And there will be the same characters in season two. So season two is coming out. Of course, it will be on Netflix. We know that for sure, almost. Your favorite cast members are not going anywhere. But... They did say that they wanted it to be kind of an anthology-like thing, bringing it back to the whole Harry Potter thing. They don't necessarily want to follow the standards of seasoned programming. So more about that when we hear about it. And until season two does come out, I will definitely be listening to the soundtrack for Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you think that makes it really difficult to work with kids of that age? You know what I mean? Like, if you start, it takes, like, you know, 18 months to film a series or something like that, you start with these kids and then, like, you know, their stones drop or, you know, they start dumping utero, then they completely change. So by the end of the season, these kids have grown up what looks like 3 or 4 years. Because... teenagers go from looking like kids to looking almost like adults very fast.
It depends, though. I mean, there are some actors that played teenagers when they were in their 20s.
Case in point, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio,
I mean,
exactly.
Christ, he was damn near 30.
Mm.
Can you imagine if they had Michael J. Fox in Cocktail, if they redid the movie?
Wow.
Oh, jeez. Just wrong, and I'm going to hell for laughing at it.
That's
well, he makes James Bond's favorite drink, so tell me about it.
Shaken?
Nut stirred.
Jesus. I think we're all going to hell. I think all three of us are going to hell.
I feel really bad for that because I love Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, so do I.
He's actually holding up pretty well. Considering how long he's had Parkinson's, to still be able to, you know, not be confined to a wheelchair and or be unable to talk. And, I mean, look at Ali. I mean, he could barely talk by the time he did pass away.
Yeah.
He might not have even been able to talk. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's definitely doing very well. I remember reading a story about him where he's got a medication he can take and it gives him about 20 minutes, or maybe he used to, I'm not sure what stage he's at now, but it gives him about 20 minutes where he's not shaking, he can use his hands properly. I think he went on stage and played guitar for like Jimmy Page or...
Yeah, I saw that.
Something like that. That was awesome. I mean, what an amazing thing to be able to do.
It's a damn shame that we'll probably never find a cure for that, because considering it deals with nerves and your brain and everything like that, and we don't even understand how the vast majority of all that even works, to think we can come up with a cure, you know, the way the human race works, we'll just figure out a way to screen for the possibility when a woman's pregnant. Oh, there's a 80% chance that your child will develop Parkinson's by the time they're in their late 30s. We suggest you abort. You know, that'll be their cure.
Yeah. Well, this doesn't look too great. He's a coat hanger and a towel. Go into
room. Exactly. Because they will have outlawed it too by then.
I'm sure.
Sorry, that was vulgar. I didn't mean to say that. I don't know what I did.
All right, well, we do have some more things that we want to talk about, but time is running short, so we are going to get out of here tonight. Before we do have a feel-good finale. Lint, take it away.
Just like to let our listeners know that we all three of us love you very, very, very much.
Yes, we do.
We cherish you. We respect you. Keep listening so we can do this a lot more.
And we'll just put the tip in and we'll still respect you in the morning.
yes, we will. I won't. Carrie and Duff will, though.
I don't know. Maybe half respect, half jealousy.
And we won't make you do the walk of shame.
No, I'll give you money for a bus ticket.
There you go.
All right, well, that's it for us tonight on Prime. You can find all the ways to listen, interact, and spread the love at theprimepod.com. Stay tuned for next Wednesday's show. We're going to have Clint Daly from the Daily Dose Sports Podcast on the show. See you then.
Later, Taters.